What a matchup!
And what a team, Mike. Metro PCS and the iPhone SE for $0 on a network that covers 99% of people in the U.S. Oh, impressive.
Play with the best. Switch to Metro PCS and an unlimited LTE plan and get a 32-gig iPhone SE for $0. Metro PCS. Coverage not available in some areas, plus sales tax. Claim based on talk and text. Not valid for active numbers currently on the T-Mobile network or active on Metro PCS in the past 90 days. See store for details and terms and conditions.
Blog Talk Radio.
You saw the LeBron James and the Cleveland Cavaliers take on Joel Embiid
and the Philadelphia 76ers. So we're calling that King James versus the process. To King James, part of the process? Could it happen? We may talk about that. We may talk about what the chances of that are happening. But also, if you were watching that game, in the last few seconds of the game, you saw a Sark dunk and a Clarkson plunk. Were either one of those necessary? I can't wait to get into that one. Of course, we got, like I said earlier, the Underwear Olympics are going on right now. If you don't know what that is, that's the NFL Draft Combine, where you got a bunch of college guys running around in their draws. I don't really understand. I don't watch it anymore, but I have heard some noise from coming from there, and I've heard about some good 40 times, some good bench press marks, and of course I heard about you know a lot of things going on. Saquon Barkley is making some real noise, because Saquon Barkley be the next Adrian Peterson. Let's talk about that too, fellas. Mr. Hour Power, it's a Friday, Lock It Up Friday. Let's get it going, man. Let's take it to the streets. Let's make it happen. Take it to the barbershop. Well, maybe I'll be taking this to the barbershop.
I guess so. I'm going to stop you right there, because I'm going to go ahead and trade Foles, the Super Bowl MVP, to the Cleveland Browns so we can get Saquon Barkley in Philadelphia. Lock it up.
Who's smoking?
Who's smoking? He beat Deshaun Jackson in the 10-meter. He beat
he's special, man.
He's just right. He's just an all-around back. So, if I'm Cleveland, I'm taking him number one, and then take my chances at number four with that quarterback, because one of the three quarterbacks are going to be there. And I'm one of the people who believe that. The way that people slept on our boy last year, Watson, I think Baker Mayfield is the best quarterback in this draft.
I disagree with that. I think Josh Rosen is the best
Josh
quarterback
Rosen
in the draft.
Is too inconsistent. You couldn't even win at UCLA. That's how bad.
Oklahoma, like that spread off. I'm just saying Oklahoma. That's not a good. Like if you're looking at Oklahoma quarterback.
You want a new NFL.
I'm cool.
The new NFL is a spread offense, brother. It's every.
But no. But you still gotta have. You can be a spread court. All right, you're going to be a sprint, but you got to look at the quarterbacks. They came from the college game, right, to the NFL, right? Baker, and you're talking about this, the new spread offense. Those college quarterbacks you're referring to still can do a lot of other things rather than run spread offense. Baker Mayfield has only been a spread quarterback. Only been a spread quarterback. And he's not, like, athletic like we're saying, like a Deshaun Watson. He's not as athletic as Deshaun Watson. He's athletic, but not as Deshaun Watson. I'm just saying, like, he's not. If I'm gonna take a quarterback in this draft, I feel like it's NFL ready. I'm taking Rosen. Rosen has been rated one of the best quarterbacks since high school. Rosen has all the pedigree of being that dude. Like he's always been that dude. Baker Mayfield was a walk on. He worked to be a quarterback. He worked to be where he's at. Rosen has always been that
dude. People who are smarter than me when it comes to college football, because when it comes to college football, I got blinders on, okay? If you ain't Florida State or Notre Dame, I barely pay attention to you, okay? I'm just being honest, all right? Mm-hmm. So when it comes to this time of year, I would say when it comes to the draft, I would rather take a player, like who would say, oh, don't give up draft picks, whatever. I'm taking somebody who I believe already proven something in the NFL than a 50-50 chance to be a bust, all right? Because to me, draft picks are nothing but a chance to be a bust. Okay, so I'm always going to take a player over a draft pick. But when I hear the same thing that Mike is hearing, and I'm hearing he has, it just doesn't seem that he loves it. And there's these things that tell me, the football game is not played on the outside. I don't care about how strong your arm is. I don't care. I care about what I see somebody doing in between those hash marks. And in between those hash marks, Baker Mayfield is the real deal, in my opinion. We're going to find out. We're going to have on Monday a bigger discussion into that whole thing at all. The Underwear Olympics, as Jake has referred to the man. But I want to draw your attention before we talk about the biggest thing to talk about, that's running the program, it's Deontay Wilder, as we lock it up. I want to talk about the process. The process can almost be complete. A fan, as we know it, can't see here, folks, right? Put up three billboards outside of Cleveland saying LeBron James called complete the process. LeBron James thought it was flattering. LeBron James thought it was a wonderful gesture. It's been talked about for months in Philadelphia. When I first heard it, to go listen to the radio station, I laugh. But as it gets closer and closer, and I compare every team out there where he can go minus the San Antonio Spurs, if they only, if they get Kawhi, I think the best progress to be complete for LeBron James to continue his legacy and win championships is to go to Philadelphia. Jay Chris, that's your team. Do you want to see the so-called king go to Philadelphia? Would that complete the process?
Listen, man, listen. How could you not want the best player in the world to play on your team? People that say that they don't want LeBron on the Sixers, I think they're absolutely crazy. They're idiots. You know, if you don't want the best player in the world on your team, that's crazy. That just doesn't make sense. I mean, there's a news anchor here. I'm not going
to. I think he might have the chance if he wins in Philly to be as big as Aaron. What do you think?
First of all, are you seeing what Anthony Davis is doing right now? Is anybody saying this? 50, like he throwing 50
Anthony,
like it ain't nothing.
I like Anthony Davis, but his wins, as good as he is, Anthony Davis can't do it by himself, brother.
Nobody can. That's why I bet you said the best center. Your question was the best center. I said he's a center. He's a center. He's been a center. The only time he moved to center was because of Boogie Cousins. He's back to
the
center.
No,
what? It's not. He's a center though. He's a center. He's a center in today's NBA. That's nothing.
You just hate the process, don't you?
No, he's African. Why would I hate the process? I'm African. Why would I hate the process? I love
Embiid.
I compare Embiid to Olajuwon. I love Embiid. So anyway, so back to your point about LeBron. It's cool because LeBron is cool with Ben Simmons. You know, they're super tight. So I think it'll be a good situation. We have good chemistry. You know, you got young guys that'll be willing to learn from LeBron. You know, LeBron's a willing passer. He's a guy that can, you know, is a guy that if he did go to Philadelphia, everywhere he's gone, he's uplifted, you know, everybody he's played with. So you get LeBron in Philadelphia, it's a good mesh. And also, I mean, it's a good thing for him, like, say, play like Golden, if he gets in the finals and plays Golden State. Because I've always said that people have tried to play Golden State style of basketball, and Philadelphia has a player that pretty much is somebody that Golden State would have to worry about 24/7 in Embiid, because you can't play Draymond Green on Embiid and think that's going to work, because when they try to go small or even a Kevin Durant. So I like, you know, if LeBron decided to go to Philadelphia and, you know, play with them, and he definitely can get them to the finals. And I think with how that team is constructed, if coached correctly, that team can compete.
King Vaughn said LeBron didn't make Isaiah Thomas better.
Well, there's nothing you can do to make Isaiah Thomas better, because Isaiah Thomas was an outlier. He played in the system that made him look really, really good. I mean, if you play – LeBron James is in Boston right now. Boston would be the number one seed by about 40 games just because of everything else they already have in place and because of the logic that Brad Stevens coaches with. Even I know this, and I'm not even the basketball aficionado on this group. But I would say LeBron James, everywhere he's went to, when he had at least two other prime superstars to be able to contend with, he's won championships. He saw this and he went back-to-back four times in Miami, got two. He went and got been in the finals since he's been back in Cleveland. They got one on a 73-win team, on a 73-record-setting team, no less. And so if he was to go to Philly, put the timer on one Mike Knox and one Jay Chris on your Philadelphia 76ers getting another championship, because it's going to happen. One, because what they got at Golden State is not going to last unless everyone becomes unselfish, which we already know that's not going to happen. Draymond Green's only an all-star because of the other people around him. And if Klay Thompson leaves, he's going to be exposed. KD may stay one more year, but he's probably going to leave too. And he'll be exposed even further.
Come on. No. Stop that. Listen.
The timer's there, Mike.
No. You think Klay Thompson is not good? That's what I thought I heard you say.
No. You missed what I said. I said that Draymond Green is considered an all-star, right? This is just my shade throwing at Draymond Green. But if Klay Thompson was to leave, Draymond would be easily exposed. That's what I'm saying. Don't get it twisted. Klay Thompson's
I think you're wrong about that, too. I don't like Draymond Green. I don't like Michigan State, but the boy can ball. The boy can ball. Right?
Oh yeah, he can ball. He can ball to the tuna.
Oh no, he can
be ball
exposed.
To tuna. Barely hitting double double.
Hey, he'd be exposed.
Yeah,
he'll be exposed.
That's less spacing.
There's less spacing.
JaVale McGee was nothing before he got to Golden State. JaVale McGee, I wouldn't know there was a guy named JaVale McGee in the league before Shaq started trashing him. And then
I actually heard what Chris Webber said. And Chris Webber said, if you don't want to dunk it, you should have stopped him in the third quarter. When you had a chance, you stop him from scoring. Don't get mad at him now because he scored. This ain't college basketball where you're up to score. And then some of us are, they wasn't up by 40 points. They were only up by 8 points at this point in the game. Why not score the basketball? You sitting there trying to skill it so you can score, so I'm going to score it back. I think Joel Embiid took offense because LeBron was in front of him when he was trying to court him to Philadelphia. I mean, we are the city of champions now. The Eagles won the bowl. In case y'all forgot, Philadelphia Eagles are the Super Bowl champions, not the Dallas Cowgirls, not the New York football Giants, and not that team from Washington that I kind of have some respect for, the Washington Redskins. It's the Philadelphia Eagles. We beat Tom Brady. Did your team beat Tom Brady? That's a conversation. So, Jay Chris, was it a punk move by Carson to throw the basketball at Storch? Is this an unwritten rule?
Yes, it was.
I mean, I still might have did it. I still might have threw the ball at him, though, to be honest. It was
a punk move because, look, if you really took offense to what he did, you get in his face. It's the NBA. You get in that man's face if you really took offense to what he did. You don't throw the ball at his back. That was a Chris Dudley move. You remember when Chris Dudley threw that ball at Shaquille O'Neal halfway down the court? That's not what you do out here. You took offense to what he did. You get in that man's face and you let him know that you don't like what he did. And then you deal with it like, and then you handle it like, man, you don't throw the ball at his back. Come on, man. You bigger than that, Clarkson. I'm a fan of Clarkson, too. But come on, dog. You don't do that, man. Come on, man. You better than that. You want to get your – you know what I think that was, Mike, really? I think that was a cry out to LeBron saying, look, LeBron, I'm here and I got your back. That's what I think that was. He's like, I'm here and I got your back. He wanted to show that.
But that's really what that was. Well, that's what Chris Webber was saying, was like it was fake emotion. He said, I hate when someone does something fake to try to, you know, rile the team up like you were there and you cared. You didn't really care. You know what I mean? Because if you care –
So, no teams anymore. Just a fan of good players and men in the game. So, obviously, you know, I mean, if you're going to fight, I mean, at least be Ron Artest about it. At least Ron Artest would throw a – Ron Artest would at least throw hands.
No. Ron Artest was a punk. Okay. Ron Artest
I saw the way he fouled guys.
Artest,
it was great.
Ron Artest, instead of going at the problem, which was Ben Wallace, went after a fan. Don't get mad at the fan for throwing a beer on you, which, by the way, he shouldn't have did. Okay, I'm not siding with the fan. I'm siding with the fact that his real problem was with Ben Wallace. And he didn't want none of Ben Wallace. Is why he laid his punk ass across it. Well, I shouldn't say that because if Ron Artest was, you know, Ron Artest is crazy. And I ain't trying to get
out.
We don't know what he's going to do. He may not fight Ben.
But I wouldn't say Ron Artest ain't about that. Like, if I heard he about that.
No, right.
I've heard, like, rumors
right,
no. be about that. Like,
yeah,
oh,
right.
He wasn't about that Ben Wallace life. He may have not. I'm not going to argue that.
He may not.
He's like a Chris Webber punk. You know what I mean? Like, I wouldn't. I'm sorry. I want to make
Well, he ain't Chris Webber.
But you know what I mean? Like, he ain't like a Chris Webber.
Nah.
I think Chris Webber would say that. I think Chris Webber would agree, too.
Yeah, exactly. So, no, it's fine, man. It is what it is. I mean, show something. I mean, at least try to – I like the NBA when it actually has people who actually seem like they are physically hating each other, because then it gives me something else to look forward to. So the guys just like, yeah, I got my guaranteed salary. What about you? Yeah, I got my guaranteed salary. You going to play hard? Maybe around game five. Game five win. Oh, we're going to cruise. Okay, whatever. It's fine. Yep, that's how I feel about the NBA. So when things like that happen, little spats, they're like, okay, something to talk about, something interesting. Do more, be better. That's all, Mike. That's all.
You know what? I wish I was back in Delaware. Side note: there's a story. There's a place opening up in Delaware by Christian Amal called Main Event on March the 6th, and it's going to have bowling, two stories of laser tag, gravity ropes. What the hell is gravity ropes? Course. A zip line, 120 interactive and virtual reality video games and more? Why do you bring all this stuff after I leave the state? Jay, Chris, if you don't take your family there so I can live life vicariously through your eyes, I won't talk to you again, brother. You hear what I'm saying?
Let me tell you, there's places like this popping up all over the place, man. They're all over. They're becoming commonplace out here. Exton,
yeah, we got
Philly,
a barcade in Virginia,
Delaware.
Mike.
They're all over the place now.
Yep, we got a place in Richmond that you can pour your own beer by the ounce. You can pour your own beer by the ounce, and you just swipe your card, and you just go ahead and pour as you see fit. Get your quarters ready, and you go ahead and go to the arcade, just like it was back in the day.
I'm a little jealous. All right, I'm a lot jealous.
Okay, moving on, guys, because for an elf program, some may not like them, some may do. And then one day, 2 hours and 51 minutes from now, I got the countdown right in front of my baby on showtimeboxing.com. 1 hour and 1 day, 2 hours and 51 minutes and 50 seconds versus Luis Ortiz. 9 p.m. Showtime. 39-0 Deontay Wilder taking on Luis Ortiz, 28-0. I have a lot of problems with this situation, right? Well, not really. I was really hyped about this fight, fellas. I was extremely hyped about this fight, and then all of a sudden, Tony Atlas came on the Stephen A. Smith show today. And I don't think I've ever said this publicly. I'm going to say it right now. Because when someone's smarter than me, I'm okay with saying they're smarter than me. But when someone is trolling, because right now, with the stuff going on with the FBI investigation and Sean Miller coming out emphatically.
Different meaning to me now than it would have had 2 years ago. Knowing that Luis Ortiz having the performance enhancing issues that he's had, you know, it takes away from this fight, and it takes away from his career a little bit, because, you know, when I first saw Luis Ortiz fight and I saw him, I forgot who he was fighting, but he smooth knocked the guy out, and then he beat Greg Jennings. I'm sorry, I forgot his name. I'm sorry, the kid from Philly. I'm sorry. Anyway, he beat the kid from Philly, and then you know, I was like, okay, this dude is real. I compare. I don't think Jennings is as tough as Wilder as far as the fight game is concerned. However, you know, he has a similar style, and you know, that's why I was excited to see Ortiz and Wilder fight. But now, you know, it's almost to the case where if Wilder wins the fight, and me as a fan, I'm thinking that Ortiz win these fights that he was winning earlier in his career. And if Ortiz wins the fight, I'm wondering, was Ortiz on the juice? It's really a no-win situation right now for Deontay Wilder. If he loses, it's going to be an issue. If he wins, you know, there's going to be question marks for you know, on both sides. So, really, Deontay Wilder's career, although I think he's a hell of a fighter, I think we all think he's a hell of a fighter, his career is really going to be defined off of whether he fights and beats Anthony Joshua. And I think that's all there is to it.
Well, Tony,
he's got to fight Joshua.
It's going to happen for 2 more years. He said that fight should happen for 2 years because as much as he thinks Deontay Wilder is overrated, he thinks he could beat Anthony Joshua. So why would Anthony Joshua get into the ring with him where he could still make all this money? So he doesn't.
Oh, well, that works out. But one of the things that I was really looking at, I was trying to get my fight game face on, trying to really look at the fight. I already seen plenty of Wilder's fights, but I didn't know that much about Luis Ortiz.
He's a bad King Kong.
Well, no, I was looking at it, and I was studying some of the stuff that he was doing, and I was looking at his counter punches with some of the guys, and I was thinking to myself, let's see, one of the guys, I forgot his name, but he was fighting against him. He was a guy that was about Deontay Wilder's height, very, very tall, black guy, very tall black guy.
Jennings ain't tall.
Well, no,
from Philly, he's not tall.
Jennings is tall.
It was a tall black dude. He knocked him out. He knocked him out too, but what I was noticing with the taller guy, he was having a little bit of trouble. Of course, like shorter fighters should have trouble with tall guys that had a reach. And so I was thinking about it, I was like, whoa, if that dude had an actual jab like Deontay Wilder, he'd be in trouble. And so that Luis would have been in trouble in that fight because I didn't really feel like he was in trouble in that particular fight because the brother didn't really have a good jab. I mean, he punched, but like, eh. And I noticed that a lot of his counter punches came off of the fact that dudes were like, it was like they were doing like a feeler punch, and so it was very noodle and like lazy-like. And so he was like, oh, you gonna give me that? Pow! And then he'll hit him, and it looked like it was fast, but really the other opponent was just being slow. So my opinion is that Deontay Wilder is going to win this fight decisively, and yes, I think it was going to be a knockout. Yes, I know that Luis is going to be thicker. Pause. He's also going to be stockier. Just saying. He's going to be stockier than Deontay as well, so he may be able to take those punches for a little bit longer. But the last stocky guy that Deontay fought, he knocked him out very easily too. So his stockiness and his thickness, pause, is not going to really be effective in this fight. I don't think that he has the speed to keep up with Deontay Wilder. And the only way that I can see Deontay losing this fight is if he decides to go ahead and have his chin up the whole goddamn time, because the brother has knockout power, and he will. And if he gets caught, he's going to get rocked. And when he gets rocked, that's when he's going to go in for the kill. He does not wait. He does not hesitate. So when he sees that you got rocked, he
will. It's Tom and Jerry today. My kids still love Tom and Jerry, personally. I've never liked Tom and Jerry, but I thought I would say happy birthday to it since someone tagged me in that nonsense. I don't want to see this fight go late, because I think if it goes later into the rounds, I think Deontay, we know he's younger. I think he's more in shape than him. The motor, I think it's a bigger question for Ortiz than Deontay himself. I'm more concerned, and you know, and maybe I don't mean to look past this fight, but something like I said, you just comment on, hearing Tony Atlas's comments on this, it's not good for boxing for these two guys not to be, you know, against each other. It's just not a good look for these two not to touch each other.
Wilder and Joshua?
Yeah, looking past this fight.
Oh yeah, they're definitely going to have to see each other. If the heavyweight division wants to become the heavyweight division again, they're going to have to see each other, and they're really going to see each other soon. At 2 years that talking about, that can't happen.
Right. And Deontay needs
to
go.
It's got to happen by next year.
And Deontay needs to go overseas for this fight as well. Happy. Why wish a happy birthday to a racist cartoon? I didn't know Tom and Jerry was racist.
Oh yeah,
Tom and Jerry racist.
Just like
Bugs
Bunny got some racist in it.
Bugs Bunny also got transgender stuff in it. Who cares? Let me enjoy my cartoon. Stop trying to ruin my childhood.
I know. Yeah. Racist? Jesus.
Mama or whatever her name is, that little that housekeeper they had. Thomas!
Yeah.
Come on, man. Yeah.
Oh, come on.
Like,
well, all right.
That was like a mammy character. Ooh. That was a mammy character.
You know what?
That's
true.
You got that one.
Think about that.
You got that one. That's a great point.
We is pretty much edges. It used to be like in the late 90s, early 2000s and all. So, yeah, I don't think it would be a big difference, to be honest with you.
Jay Chris.
Only more viewers, though.
Definitely more viewers. Jay Chris, Monday night, you're turning on the television set, and there go Monday Night Raw on wrestling. Good or bad thing?
Monday Night Raw on Fox? I think it's a bad thing. I know Fox is an edgy network. I think it's a bad thing because – actually, no, let me change that. I think it's actually a good thing because the way wrestling is structured now, it's not the Attitude Era. So, you know, if it were the Attitude Era, then it would be a bad thing, and then it would be changing to what it is now. I think it's already set for Fox right now. I don't think Fox would be in negotiations or anything if they weren't comfortable with the current product on their air. So actually, I think it would be a good thing. It would probably raise viewership for people that, like Wally said, maybe not have cable.
Everyone gets Fox. Everybody don't get USA.
Everyone gets Fox.
Everybody gets Fox. Everybody gets Fox.
So,
but let me just say this to you, Jay Chris. Fox, I mean, they did put MMA on there when nobody would take that. MMA is not a PG sport.
You're absolutely right. But they're also.
I was just there last week. People would choke. They could have died right in front of me on Fox Television. Just saying.
Here's the difference, though. When you talk about violence happening on a sport, on Fox, you're talking about something that you don't know is going to happen. When I'm talking about wrestling, you know, these things are scripted to the point where, you know, I don't know how the whole infrastructure works, but Fox can step in and say, look, I don't want that. You know, we can't put that on our air.
We shall see. We talk about that a little bit again on Monday. Guys, it's the weekend. Everybody be safe. To know each of my fans and family members back east, please be careful.
Coverage not available in some areas, plus sales tax. Claim based on talk and text. Not valid for active numbers currently on the T-Mobile network or active on Metro PCS in the past 90 days. See store for details and terms and conditions.